Today on the Pageant Cast, we have Janice McQueen Ward. She's Mrs. Premier World 2016. She's going to be telling us all about this new pageant, and you won't want to miss a second. If you're looking for a new pageant, this might be the one. Check it out, Janice McQueen Ward, tonight on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Stacy Bruss, Mrs. Captivating 2017, and you are watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Tonight on the Pageant Cast, I'm of course Tim Kretschmann, your host, and I am very pleased to introduce my special guest tonight. I'm so excited to have her join us once again on the Pageant Cast. It's Janice McQueen Ward, Mrs. Premier World 2016. Hello, Janice.
Hi, Tim. How are you? Hi, everyone. It's so nice to be here.
It is so great to have you on the show again. It's been a little while since we last talked. Now, where are we calling you tonight?
You are calling me from my home in Los Angeles after a very long day of coaching and working out in the field for an espresso. And now I'm back in my beautiful home in Los Angeles, and I'm sitting here talking with you and all of our Facebook followers. So I'm really excited to talk to you again and to share a little bit about Mrs. Premier World.
Yeah, and the chat room's already starting to heat up, and we want to thank everybody that came out live tonight to participate. Now, Janice, you've been on the show a few times in the past, so today I want to focus on the Premier World pageant. What made you choose to join Premier World at this point in your life?
Well, Tim, I really want to get real with everyone tonight. This is Real Talk with Janice McQueen Ward. Of course, everybody knows that I was Mrs. United States back in 1999. And I worked wholeheartedly in volunteering and for the American Lung Association. And I ventured into the pageant competition back in 2008. And, you know, let's be honest, you know, I'm getting older. And, you know, sometimes social media can be a little bit harsh about older women competing, especially since we compete against the younger women nowadays as a 20 to 30 year old. And I'm not that anymore. So why I'm at Mrs. Premier World and why I am advocating for this pageant system is it gives opportunity to women like me. I've gone through so much in my life and I have a lot to get back. And, you know, I'm 40 plus. I'll never tell my exact age because then I'd have to come and get you. but I'm a 40 plus female who has gone through the backlash of negative social media and trying to compete. I've been a director. I have been, of course, a judge and a life coach, a pageant coach, and a competitor. And this venue gives me an opportunity to be involved in pageantry as a queen again because it advocates for women of all ages. So it allows someone who has the kind of background that I have that wants to give back. As everyone knows, I've always worked very much in the community. And this gives me opportunity to do some of the things that have happened to me in the last few years, especially in the last 16 years since I gave up my title as Mrs. United States, is that I'm able to work for women that are dealing with health issues. I myself, just so you know, have dealt with hypothyroidism for 7 years. So that means that working out, eating right, taking care of myself is extremely important because it's harder for me to get in bikini shape. It's harder for me to gain muscle mass. I have to work not just twice as hard, but 10 times harder than the average female because of my condition. I've also, in the last 2 years, had health scares. Luckily, thank goodness, I'm okay, but I did have a breast cancer scare back in 2015 and an ovarian cancer scare back last year, 2016. And because of my healthy lifestyle and because of just the grace of God, I am here today and everything is fine. But I have had a lot happen to me. I'm everything that woman in her 20s and 30s was, but I'm so much more now. And I applaud the Premier World Pageant system for advocating for women of all ages.
Well, I'm awful glad that you did tell us that you're not 20 anymore, because frankly, I couldn't tell. And I need to find that stuff out. I was completely baffled. And I'm so glad that you said that.
If you really want to get social media active, let's have everybody guess how old I am and put them in the comments.
No trolling.
Viral spin around this, because I think everybody does try to guess my age and for a number of years, and that's totally fine. I am so comfortable in my own skin. It's ridiculous. But I am very happy to be the age that I am. And for those women out there looking to compete, yes, I am way beyond 40. So, and very, very grateful to be in the position that I am in. I'm very, very, very grateful and very blessed.
Okay. Well, we're going to get off the subject of your age, and we're going to talk about the Premier World Pageant. Okay. So I like to go through some of the basics, because a lot of folks, this is a new pageant, right? So people have a lot of questions. And I have kind of a gambit of those that I like to go through. Of course, what are the divisions that people can compete in? You said it's for all ages. What are those divisions?
Well, right now it's for married women, MRS. For 21 and up, there's no age limit. So I know that Kristen Rossell, who's our international director, can talk more about that.
Sure.
Maybe at a later date, and hopefully you'll interview her. But she does plan to expand. But right now it's for married women, 21 and up, and there are two titles. As many of you know, Lisa Gundera, one of my very best friends, is the U.S. queen, and I'm the international queen. So it's always been a dream of mine to be beyond the United States and to have a world title, and now I do. So the competitors for the 2017 pageant this July will have an opportunity to not just win one title, but an opportunity to win two. So they will be crowning two title holders. So that's exciting, and it makes us so different from other pageants.
Okay. Now, what are the phases of competition? What all are they going to be doing at the pageant? Let's go through them. Interview. What type of interview do you have there?
Absolutely. Great question. Of course, we're looking for that woman that is well-rounded and is involved in her community. And no matter what age she is, she's going to be judged based on her accomplishments. So, of course, interview is the most important part. And that will be a panel interview, because this is an international pageant, as you might have guessed, since it has world in the title and I'm the world queen. There will be interpreters there as needed, so that opportunity will be available for those competing for that title. So interview is extremely important and counts for 1/3 of the score. They will also be competing in swimsuit. Okay. And that'll be 1/3 of the score. And of course, evening gown, 1/3 of the score. And what I love about the Premier World Pageants, especially being an older woman, an older competitor, is that there's no comparison judging. And many people don't realize that when you have comparison judging, that you are compared with your group. You know, regardless of what category you're being judged, you are being compared with that group of women. So it's nice to be judged for just you and your accomplishments and how well you compete on that given day. So that's really nice. So, and then of course the top 10 will be narrowed down, and they'll start from scratch, and it'll be the on-stage question as well as swimsuit, fitness, and evening gown.
Fantastic. Now let's go back to the comparison judging, because I think that's an important concept. And we have to remember, Janice, that there are folks watching tonight that may not have been in pageantry for long. Sometimes we're the introduction for some folks getting into pageantry. So can you go into, what do you mean by comparison judging? That's where the judges kind of get together and talk about the girls, or what does that mean?
Well, I hope they're not talking about the girls. I mean, obviously it's the way the director wants to always encourage the judges, and directors always tell the judges what they're looking for and what they're expecting. But with the Premier World, there's no comparison. So let me explain what comparison judging is.
Thank you.
So you have, let's say, 50 girls in your pageant, and they're going to come into the interview space or on stage in a swimsuit or fitness or an evening gown, and they're going to come in groups, usually groups of five or groups of 10. And again, it depends on the system. It might even be groups of 15 if it's a large pageant. And they're going to be interviewed, or they're going to be on stage and they're given competition. And then they'll all come back on stage and they'll be compared. So that means that a judge, having been in the judge's chair and the director's chair, you can do it one of two ways. You can judge that girl based on her ability, but then you're always thinking about what the next girl brings and maybe what the next girl brings. And so if you have a comparison judging, when you have those 10 or 15 girls on stage, you can very easily determine maybe that your first, second, and third choice. And you might not give all those girls a 15 or a 10, whatever your highest score is. So you have the opportunity of changing your score or not scoring until all the girls are lined up on stage in front of you.
Yeah.
And I've seen that happen many, many times. You know, even the times that I've competed, I've always been involved with competitive judging and comparison judging. And that's great. But what's difficult, I think, in that is that you're not always being judged for what you give. You're being judged in comparison to the girl next to you. And I will tell you this as a coach, that you can have two knockout, just beautiful 10s on stage. And I don't want to give one girl a 10 and one girl a 9.
Right.
So I love if someone deserves two 10s, that girl deserves a 10, the other girl deserves a 10, they should both be given 10s. But not all judges judge that way. They do comparison. And if you're given the opportunity to compare, they will. And that's how the majority of pageants are being judged. So I urge you, if you are competing in an upcoming pageant, just get the rules and regulations. And that way you know. You can be prepared for that if you're going to be lined up and compared with the next girl in swimsuit competition or fitness competition or an evening gown, because that does make a difference in how you compete.
Okay. Do we know what type of awards are there or what the crown looks like?
I do. Well, you can see my beautiful crown in the back.
Oh, wait. Let's put the share and tell up there. Let's do that. Let's go to the share and tell. Or the show and tell. Why am I saying share and tell? I'm looking at my crown.
As the inaugural queen, I'm really excited to share my crown and can't wait to crown someone in July of this year.
Wow.
So I have a beautiful, very tall, very large crown. And I'm a firm believer, no gown, no crown. So that's why I don't have it on tonight, because I'm running to an American Lung Association committee board meeting right after this. So I'm a little bit casual for our interview, because this is me. I'm very real. I just wanted you to see that, that this is the day in the life of a beauty queen. We work and we go to committee meetings, and it's just a busy, rainy day. So I have on my beautiful sash, but my crown awaits its gown.
You're in California. If you ever complain about weather one more time on this show, it's over.
Sorry.
0 degrees outside, okay? Zero.
You're so funny. So anyway, I do have
From Minnesota.
Yeah, I've been to Minnesota many, many times because I guest hosted on a Divine Live. Well, it was Shop NBC when I did that, but
okay.
I understand the Minnesota weather. No, thank you. I love it, but could not live there forever. So to answer your question, Tim, there are going to be two beautiful crowns awarded. And of course, it's so much more than the crown, but the fact that we're crowning two beautiful, accomplished women, that's exciting. But of course, we'll have a civic award, which is so important in this title, especially is it giving back to the community. There will be a Mrs. Congeniality Award, and I'm making sure that I'm reading off my notes so that I don't tell you anything wrong. There's a marketing award, because social media and marketing is extremely important nowadays, especially with being involved with your charity, being involved in the community. You need to share so that people know what you're doing. So there is a marketing award. There's going to be an online photo contest award, an audience choice award, and a Mrs. Photogenic Award. And I'm sure there's some more things to come, but that is how it's going to be this summer. And it's going to be exciting, because it's really all about lifting up all those beautiful women that are going to be competing at the Orleans this summer in Las Vegas.
Now, do you want to tell people about the special contest you have set up at this point?
Oh, I do. I'm really excited. For those of you who are listening and want to know more about Mrs. Premier World, of course, you can go to mrspremierworld.com, or you can reach out to me on Facebook or on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm available. Janice McQueen Ward, Janice McQueen, you can always find me. Go to my website, JaniceMcQueenWard.com. Please reach out to me at any time, and I'm so happy to do anything I can to assist you in your journey to being a local, state, and national, and hopefully a world title holder. But we do have a wonderful contest for those who are considering entering this pageant. And again, it's open to 21 and up. All ages are welcome. There's no limitation to your age. There's no comparison judging. That means that you're being judged for you and you alone, which is extremely important in the pageant world. And if you want to have a chance to win $300 off your entry to Mrs. Premier World, all you have to do is share this interview on any of your social media pages, on Facebook or Twitter, and you want to hashtag Mrs. Premier World. And that's up on the screen right now so that you won't misspell it, but hashtag Mrs. Premier World. And you can do it all day, every day. We're running the contest until the end of January, so you have lots of time. So I understand being very busy. If you can't listen to this interview live, hopefully you're listening to it later on, and you're sharing it with your friends, with your family, so that they know all about this beautiful new pageant. And if you do that, the person with the most shares, and that's going to be counted because it misses Premier World, but the hashtag will be able to see who posts that, when, where, and what date, and what how they post it, yeah, will be able to count that. And the person with the most posts will win $300. Now, that can be a brand new contestant or someone that's already entered and haven't paid all their fees just yet. So everybody is included. And this, of course, is anywhere in the world that's listening to this interview tonight.
Wow, that is amazing. And luckily, we do have international viewers. We actually have quite a few in the UK in particular. So we want to welcome them all across the pond to take part in this pageant, right?
Beautiful, beautiful.
So it's Mrs. Premier World. It's up there on the screen, so you can type it into your system right now and start sharing. And we will later on be showing this episode again in YouTube and on the website. So there isn't just a live show. There's going to be many opportunities to share away. So Janice, it has been wonderful getting to talk to you tonight. And we are just about out of time. Want to check if there's anything additional that you want to tell us tonight before we have to close this portion of the program.
Great. I just want to encourage everyone to reach out to me or reach out to our director, Kristen Rosso, at Mrs. Premier World. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to my page at Janice McQueen Ward, or you can go online to mrspremierworld.com or janicemcqueenward.com. You have so many outlets. My phone is always with me. I answer as soon as I get the message or as soon as I can. I'm here to help you along your journey. I am an advocate for Mrs. Pageants of every single nature. There's so many out there, and they're all wonderful. But what I love about this is it's got a true heart to it. It's not trying to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, but it is trying to encourage every woman of every single age, and that's what I love about it, what spoke to me. And it gives me opportunity as an older woman to feel as if I am enough and that I have so much to share. And I want to encourage you to, regardless if you're 21 or 61 or 71 even, or whatever age you happen to be, that you are part of our family and you're welcome. And we would love to see you compete at this pageant. And again, it's in Las Vegas this summer. It's going to be July 10th. 11th and 12th at the Orleans in Las Vegas. It's one of my favorite hotels, beautiful stage. And I encourage you to reach out if you have any questions. I look forward to hearing from you.
And remember, you can join Janice at all these. Let me see if I'm pointing the right direction. I did it again. That way, if you look over there, you have all the websites that you can check out for this fantastic pageant. And of course, to reach out to Janice directly. I know a lot of times people want to talk to the competitor themselves and get a feel for what the pageant is all about. And that's why it's great to have a title holder like you, Janice. Now we get to the part of the pageant cast that all of our fans love, and that would be the pageant wave. We love to see your best pageant wave, Janice.
Well,
I'm talking you into this.
I believe it or not, although maybe some people think this of me because, I don't know, I am just I'm a real girl. I've been a beauty queen for a number of years, but yeah. my wave is very simple. It's always, you know, wrist is elbow, right. wrist. But when I'm in a parade, I'm very real. I like to do this and this.
You know, the advantage to that wave is no carpal tunnel. None. No carpal tunnel. You stay. You don't want to get carpal tunnel on the back of a convertible. That's just something you don't want to do.
You want to be real. You want to be approachable, and that's what it's all about nowadays. Well, it's what it's always been about. But just get out there and smile and wave and make people love you.
All right, fantastic. Now, for our live folks, we'll be back with another show in just a second. But for the folks watching the episode, this is the end of the episode, and we want to wish everybody Tierra Dreams. Tierra Dreams, Janice.
Dreams! Yay! Tierra Dreams!